Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Good evening, hockey fans. Tonight, it's my pleasure to bring to you number 17, Spencer Schifferling. How you doing tonight, Spencer?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Just had some steaks for supper, so my belly's happy. So, tell us about yourself, Spencer.
All right. So, I have family back home in North Dakota. I'm from Wilson, North Dakota. I have a younger brother that is currently playing high school hockey in Wilson as well. He's a goalie. I was born in Wisconsin, and then we lived in Arizona for a little bit and moved to North Dakota.
So you only got the one brother?
Yeah, I only have one brother.
Cool. So how old are you?
I am 18 years old.
18? This is your first year playing with the Americans, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool, cool. So how are you enjoying it so far?
I like it. I like it a lot, honestly. It's been a pretty fun experience so far.
Good deal. How'd you get started in hockey?
From my dad. My dad played hockey growing up. He played for the Green Bay Deacons when he was younger, so he was really the one that introduced me to hockey.
The Green Bay Deacons. That sounds mighty close to Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
Are you a cheesehead?
Yes, I am. I'm a pretty big Packers fan.
Awesome, awesome. I like to hear that. What do you think about Jordan Love? Think we got potential with him?
I think we have some good potential with Jordan Love. He proved himself this year in the playoffs, I think.
Absolutely. He was the first half of the season was a little shaky, but you know, that's to be understandable. But that last 8 weeks, he showed his skill.
So. Yeah, he definitely did.
I think next year we've got, on that interception he threw there in the playoffs, that was inexperience. That's all that was.
Yeah.
I think come next year, I think we could be a contender.
Oh yeah. 100%.
I'd love to see him go back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And especially, I think they just hired a new defensive coordinator.
Yep. They did. He come from, what college was it? I was just reading today. It was actually a smaller college. I don't remember what it was though.
I think it might have been Boston College.
Boston. That sounds right. That does sound right. Yep. So other than your, because of your dad, was there anything that got you hooked on hockey?
Oh, not really. My dad was probably the biggest factor. I just kind of grew up. I watched a little bit of hockey when I was in Wisconsin, but that's about it. And I just kind of grew a passion for hockey.
Cool. Do you see hockey in your future?
Yeah. I recently committed to the University of Jamestown to play college hockey next year.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. University of Jamestown, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. I will definitely have to make sure and put them on the channel so I can catch your games over there.
Oh yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
What are you planning on going to college for?
I'm planning on going for to be a dentist.
To be a dentist?
Yeah.
You see the irony there, don't you?
Yeah.
You're going to become a team dentist? You'll have plenty of work.
Definitely.
Did Dimitri let you work on him, fix that little chip he got this weekend?
No, but yeah.
That's awesome. That is cool.
Yeah.
So where did you, where all did you play hockey at in when you was younger?
I played in Wilson, North Dakota. I just played on all the youth teams there. Played on a AAA team there as well. But that's pretty much it. And then I played through the high school as well.
There in Wilson, North Dakota?
Yes.
Cool. What's your most memorable game?
Oh, probably my sophomore year when we beat BHS for the first time in a while. I forgot how many years it was, but we beat BHS for the first time in a while.
Do you remember what score was?
I do not.
What position did your dad play?
I believe he was a defenseman as well.
Okay. So that's kind of what led you to that?
Yeah. And it's just, I kind of picked up on it early too.
Do you ever see yourself moving into a forward position or?
Maybe not really. I'm not a very big skills guy.
Ah.
So.
Cool. Well, I mean, you know, we got to have all of them. And yeah, you got to have skill to play it. I mean, you don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
You sure wouldn't see me out there on the ice on them blades. So what is your go-to food before a game?
Mine is chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo. Yep, that's the common one.
That's a pretty good one. Or spaghetti. It kind of depends.
Pretty much just about any kind of pasta.
Yeah.
Get them carbs in. Yeah. What about superstitions? Because it's you know, we've had this little curse going with the team. You know, we had that losing streak because between waiting for trying to break Greg into the 300, and we were tied with the tied up with last year's game team's all season wins. So we had a double curse there. Do you have any superstitions on how to help continue a winning streak or to break a losing streak?
I personally, like, my one superstition is I always put on my right side first, and then I'll go to do my left side. So, like, my right skate first and my left skate.
Okay. So you don't change it. Like, don't change anything up to try to change the game?
Not really. I guess it's just on, like, one of those superstitions that I have, like, for performance-wise, too.
Okay. Got a favorite jersey that you've ever owned?
Probably a Patrick Kane jersey. He was with Chicago in the early... His early years, like 2010 to the 2015, when they had the three cups.
Oh, okay. Cool. Is it autographed or anything, or just a standard jersey?
It was just a standard jersey, but that's what kind of really got me into hockey as well. Was I started watching the Blackhawks, and just kind of developed a passion for hockey then.
Okay. Cool. Outdoor or indoor ice games?
I like outdoor games. I played a couple during high school, and they're pretty fun games. But either or.
Either or?
Yeah.
What about black tape or white tape?
Oh, I'm not too picky about it. Either or works for me. I use white tape a lot. If I run out of white, I'll use black.
Okay. Do you, are you, big into the working out, or do you just do pretty much what's required of you?
I like to work out. Like to do the little extra stuff to help me get better, build strength through the season as well.
Which do you prefer, the upper body or lower body?
Kind of depends. Both are good. Kind of prefer upper body a little more.
Okay. You have a favorite stick?
Oh, probably the Nexus line, the Nexus Geo, the Bauer Nexus Geo I liked. My favorite stick was probably also the CCM AS4 Pro.
What was it about that that you liked?
I just like the kick point in that stick. And just kind of the weight was good. I don't know. It was just one of my favorite sticks.
All right. Yeah, do you have any particular hockey pet peeves?
What was that?
So do you have any particular hockey pet peeves?
Not really. Not that I can really think of.
I know one of the most common ones I've heard is bad chirping.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the one pet peeve I do have is bad chirping. They're like guys that will, they're in the stands start chirping, yeah.
Trying to force it.
Yeah.
What about tucked or untucked jerseys?
I go untucked.
What's the difference for you?
I don't know. I just like the untucked. Just how I've always been. Never been into tucking my jersey much.
That's about the way I am with shirts. Okay, I'm really not into tucking my shirts in.
Yeah.
What about a favorite team bonding memory? Whether it's this team, high school team, whatever.
Probably the showcase trip. That was a pretty fun team bonding trip. Like when we went to the Force game and traveling all day with your teammates on the bus, you just kind of bond.
Yeah.
And when we did like Secret Santa and stuff like that too, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, those long bus rides will definitely help you get to know each other better.
Yeah.
So you're snowed in up in the mountains in a cabin. You got a teammate with you, and the whole purpose is just to survive. You can't get out of the mountains, too much snow. Nobody can get to you, can't get out. So it's all about survival. Who would you want with you?
Probably Stoey. I feel like he's pretty outdoorsy. Likes to camp and stuff. I feel like he'd be a good teammate to bring with, to have there.
Okay. What kind of skills could you bring to the survival mode?
Probably like hunting and fishing, a little bit of survival skills.
You like to hunt and fish?
Yeah. That's I'm big into that. That's pretty much all we have to do in North Dakota. There's not much to do there.
Well, true. Are you strictly big game, bird hunting? What are you into?
I kind of do a mix of all. I do big game hunting and bird hunting. I've mostly been bird hunting lately, though.
All gun hunting, or do you do any bow hunting?
Pretty much all gun hunting. I have a bow. I just haven't been able to get out. Been busy with sports and stuff.
Right. Yeah, with the bow, that's one of them things you gotta constantly practice. It's not quite like the rifle. You can go out there and shoot two or three times, make sure it's zeroed in, you're good to go.
Yeah, definitely with bow hunting is you have to, it takes a lot of time to practice and get good at it before you can go out and hunt too.
Yep. What about fishing? What do you like to fish for?
I'm a big walleye fisherman. We have a lake, Lake Sakakawea, that's big for walleye back home. That's what it's known for mostly. Ice fishing and open water fishing, that's what we fish for.
What's the biggest one you ever got?
Biggest one I've ever caught was, I think, 29 and a half inches. Nice. Open water fishing.
Nice. Very nice. What's the biggest deer you've ever got?
Oh, nice little 4x4. Just a 4x4.
That's pretty. You probably don't have too many whitetails out there, do you?
It depends on the area. There's a lot of mule deer, but there's some whitetail there too.
Yeah, I figure with North Dakota being open like it is, probably mostly mule deer.
Yeah, that's like a lot of like in the Badlands areas where a lot of mule deer are. We have some mule deer where I'm at, but we do have a pretty good number of whitetail where I'm at as well.
Do you have a preference there?
Not really.
So you don't. What about taste wise?
I think they taste pretty similar. I don't really notice a difference.
I like I prefer the whitetail over the mule deer. The mule deer got a little bit gamier flavor to it to me. But then again, I mean, I grew up on whitetail, so that's, you know, I'm from Missouri, so that's, we don't have any muleys down there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, now you kind of say that. I guess mule deer do kind of have a little gamier taste, but I can't really tell much.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Have you ever got to go elk hunting yet?
I have not.
Do you have any, you got any elk there in North Dakota?
Yeah, we have some elk. Not a whole lot, I don't think.
I didn't think you had too many. What about bear?
I don't think there's any bear in North Dakota.
So it's pretty much just strictly deer.
I think we have some moose as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What about turkey?
Turkey. There's some turkeys in North Dakota.
I love turkey hunting. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, I've gone turkey hunting once or twice, but that's one of them I just haven't really gotten into yet.
Yeah, I haven't got to go turkey hunting up here in Montana yet, but I haven't. Everybody keeps telling me the ones up here, they're not pressured because there's just not a lot of turkey hunters up here. Because the turkey back in Missouri, they're kind of like the antelope up here. They're real spooky. They'll see you blink at 100 yards and they're gone.
Yeah. That's kind of like the same with Wisconsin, I guess. I know my dad used to turkey hunt quite a bit in Wisconsin, but I never really got into turkey hunting much. Mm.
Yep. So I want to talk about Saturday night's game, Friday night and Saturday night. What was the difference in the team itself, in your opinion, between Friday night and Saturday night?
I just think the team was a lot looser Saturday night, and we were able to go out there, have a good mindset, and just have fun. I mean, I think the guys weren't squeezing nearly as bad as they were Friday night.
Right. Well, there was definitely a huge difference. It was like night and day. Saturday night, yeah. You all were on fire.
Yeah, it was a lot looser atmosphere. It was just fun hockey at that point. I mean, guys were having fun. Locker room was, I mean, the atmosphere was completely different. We were having fun, having a good time. We weren't squeezing.
Then, of course, things got a little heated after the incident with Dimitri, and then that hit that Bringer got on. That was a good hit. And then who was it? Was it Gamboa that got the other hit?
I'm not sure. But yeah, we had some good hits in that game
too. Yeah, there were some real good hits that night. That was our very first out of town game that we got to go to. And that was the perfect game for us for going out of town on. We were so glad we went to that.
Yeah, no, that was a fun game Saturday night. It was nice to finally break that losing streak we had hanging over our heads.
Right.
Definitely helped out with the atmosphere too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it puts you in that funk and it's hard to see past it. And then once you break it, now you got your confidence back and everybody's ready to roll. Are you think you all ready for to make the final drive to the playoffs?
I think so. We had a really good week of practice this week. I think we're ready to make the push.
Cool. Is there anything that you think the team as a whole needs to work on a little bit more to get ready for the playoffs or to make it to the playoffs? Or do you think as you stand, you're ready?
I think we're pretty ready. There might be a few minor things that we got to work out still, but we've been working on a lot of stuff in practice that need to be worked on. So
cool. Well, we are definitely looking forward to it. We are rooting for you all. It would definitely be nice to be able to watch you boys down in St. Louis.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be better than the Super Bowl.
Definitely.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let the fans know about you, or anything that you want to say to the team or anything?
No, that's about it.
All right. Well, Spencer, I appreciate your time and appreciate getting to know you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Been watching you all season, and it's I like being able to get on here and getting the opportunity to know you guys, because, you know, like this weekend when I inadvertently called you called you Mason. I'm horrible with faces, and most of you boys, it's I know you on the ice. I know the way you skate. I've got you pegged on the way you skate, the way you move, everything else. But when I meet you without your uniforms on and I see the face, half of you, I don't know, because I don't spend any time around a lot of you. So,
yeah.
I do apologize for that this weekend, but when I shook your hand to walk off, I had to throw that little goodbye, Mace. just to mess with you.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Well, Spencer, I appreciate it, and I hope to watch you boys whoop some ass tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome to get a home win against Helena here.
Yep, that would. That's you know, it's one game at a time, and we can't focus on one team. But man, it sure would be nice to get a win against Helena.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
I think that would jack you all up, and you could ride that tidal wave right on into the playoffs.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think if we beat Helena, that'd be huge for the team.
Yep, it would. It would. All right, well, sir, I appreciate it, and you have yourself a good night, and we shall see you tomorrow night then.
Sounds good. Thank you. You as well.
All right. Talk to you later.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.